episode 351, Uncommon Goodness.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Good day, sweet ladies. How are you? Woohoo! Can you believe it? Yes! We are in day 56. I'm jumping up and down, doing a little dance. It's uncommon goodness, isn't it? Yes, you are so close. 4 days away, and you have completed something. Now, for some of you, maybe that's really, 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 really big. Yeah, just like dreaming and dreaming big was really big for you. You really had to work at it a little bit. That's all right. Uncommon goodness. Did you know that you bring such joy to me? And to see you walking through this process, learning to really do and understand where you want to go in life, that's huge. Why? Because a lot of times we get stuck in the box of, oh, wait, we were trained to do this, and that's what we've got to do. And, oh, wait, and then, okay, I was only told I can go this far, and so I'm not going to go outside my boundaries. But see, you were filled with uncommon goodness. You're like, wow, what did that mean? What I'm saying here is that you have got a special spark within you. One that, you know, however long you've been listening to Create Your Now, it's beginning to be like, yeah, I really do want something more out of life. I don't just want to get up out of bed. I don't want to just do my habitual routines every single day. I don't want to just go and make a paycheck. I want to create impact. That's uncommon goodness. You are ready, sweet sisters, to stand up and say, here I am, world. I am ready. I'm ready to take it on. I'm ready to take a risk. I know I'm going through some major, major challenges in a good way, meaning that they're risk-taking. I'm beginning to put myself a little bit out there where I didn't think I would be going initially. And God is saying, no, Christiane, I got this, and you got to trust. You got to have faith. I'm like, okay, I can go with this. Uncommon goodness. They're blessings. But a lot of people, seriously, majority of this world do not even want to participate in their life. They want to react to it. They don't want to sit there and say, oh, yes, I want to be a participant. I want to be a part of my life. No, they'd rather kind of just sit on the sidelines and react to everything else that comes and filters in their way. It's much easier that way. It really is. It's kind of a shortcut in life. But when you take that shortcut, and you cut through the back alley, you're cutting your own self short. You're not able to experience the blessings that God really has in store for you. He's wanting you to create your now. He's wanting you to be a participant in your life. Are you ready for that uncommon goodness? Are you ready for those goosebumps and chills and that, wow, I don't know how that happened, but it was really cool. That's uncommon goodness. That's when you begin to take those initial steps going, okay, I'm going to start testing the waters here a little bit. I'm going to try something new. It's kind of like tasting things. You know, you may not like spinach at first, but as you continue to try it over and over and over and over and over again, you eventually acquire a taste to it. Now, that doesn't mean that you want to eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and that you love it so much. No, but you begin to acquire a taste. So if you have the opportunity and you go out and you're in a fancy restaurant and they serve this wonderful spinach salad, you're not wrinkling up your nose like a little rabbit going, what is this? I do not want this. No. You see, uncommon goodness, it's a little bit of taste, a little bite. And you begin to acquire a likeness for it, which brings about what? That goodness. You acquire that taste for it. You're like, yeah, I can kind of get used to that feeling. Now, that doesn't mean everything's going to be all hunky-dory, because it's not. Life just isn't that way. I may sound like everything is going perfect in my life, but you know what? You can ask my children. You can ask my husband. We have ups and downs all the time. But we try to handle things a little bit differently than most people do. And one of those ways is uncommon goodness. You see, what is your outlook today? Where do you want to be jumping into with a big, huge smile on your face and saying, here I am? You know, it'd be amazing that if you had your whole day and you weren't grumpy. A lot of us don't make it through a whole day without being grumpy. I could even be short, believe it or not. Not just short because of my height, but short as in my tone of voice short. And my kids call me on it, Mom, Mom, watch it. Okay. Of course, I call them out on it too. We try to build each other up. Why? You see, we are doing things a little bit differently. That uncommon goodness. And you can do that. I know you're ready to. This is it. You're on day 56. And 2016 is a blink and a half away. And the countdown's going to be happening. Talk about major anticipation. What does the new year hold for you? Dream and dream big. Uncommon goodness. You got what it takes. Now is your time. It's time to create your now and be your best selfie. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.